Welcome to episode 11 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. This is Sarah, and joining with me today, I have JMO,
Hello.
Lindsay,
Ahoy.
Rachel,
Hi.
and for the first time, we have a special guest, one of my very good friends, Sarah,
Hi.
who
Got
we're
a
gonna
cool
call. Yeah, we're gonna
one today.
call. What should we call you?
Sarah. Other Sarah.
Other Sarah.
Sassy. Sarah
There you
2.0.
go.
Yeah, you can call me
Sassy.
Sassy. I'll respond to that. That doesn't
Okay.
make me sense.
Settled. So today we are talking about fan fiction for the very first time.
Yes!
Specifically, modern AUs, because they are the best.
Oh,
They
yeah.
are amazing. There's so many ways you can take modern AUs. It's ridiculous.
But before we get into all that, we do have a follow-up question from our episode last week where we
Okay.
watched the CS movie. Joan emailed us and she wanted to know, when Emma went back to the Jolly Roger with past Hook, do you think that she would have slept with him?
Yes.
Who wouldn't?
Right. I mean, to
I
be fair,
mean,
also, she had a bit to drink as well, I'm sure, so inhibitions will have been a bit,
well, no, because she was throwing him out
No, but
over a
not all the
cliff.
time. Initially, she was drinking, and then
She drank it, yeah. She
as
drank some
Killian
of
got
them.
drunker, she started doing that. But initially,
Yeah.
she was
Yeah.
drinking.
I'm gonna go with no. I don't think she would have.
I don't think so either, because that woman's willpower, it's one of her strengths.
Yeah.
Because I don't, and at that point, I wasn't, she was just starting to think that maybe she could like this guy. So I want to say that she probably wouldn't have slept with him. She probably wanted to go on a couple dates first.
I think she would. I think in her mind, this wasn't the real him.
Yes.
I think she would have preferred the other Killian.
Yeah.
I think
The one.
curiosity would have gotten the better of her. I think something would have started, and then she would have been like, "Meh." She would have done that, like Emma shrugged she does, that she's like, "All right, let's just try this out," which she does on occasion. And I think she would have taken it for a test bin.
Yeah, she wouldn't.
There's a
She was
fic about
thinking,
that.
"Kill,
There was.
Killian's not gonna remember this. I'm gonna have a bit of fun. This is the first time I've got this chance. So if she was given the chance, and with Killian not being able to remember her, I think she may have just done that."
She would have too.
Agree to disagree.
That's
A
right.
little bit.
Would you buy that? I'm quite divided. I quite like
Why there's fan fiction.
that. Exactly.
Oh,
Which
you
is
can
why we're devoting an entire episode to
exactly.
it.
You can read a fic where she has both of them at the same time in that
Oh
scene.
my God, I love that
And
fic
that
so
is
much.
ex it's so good.
Yes.
It's so good. Sorry.
There are a
So
couple
good.
of fics like that.
There are.
There's more
There are
than
more than
one.
one. Oh, yes.
Oh. Somebody that needs to be summoning
You can
some
tell
sage.
what this fandom is thirsty for.
We don't need two Reginas, we need two Killians. That's
Yes!
what we need.
That's also been written.
Yes.
It
Someone
has,
please
yes.
inject him with the serum already.
Emma doesn't give it all to Regina, like she saves some for later. She just puts it
Yeah.
in the coffee.
Later.
Sick of him. GIF set as that as well. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Right down Tumblr.
I haven't seen any of this.
What? We will link you.
Yeah, we'll link you up, girl.
So, question for everyone. What drew you guys to first starting to read fanfic? And as a follow-up, what was the first fandom of where you read fic?
I'll go. God, let's see. I think the first was Pirates of the Caribbean, with Jack and Elizabeth. And it started out through watching YouTube videos, and then someone was like, "Oh, this is like a trailer for my story." I'm like, "Story? What? What is this? What are this?"
What are this?
And yeah, I fell down a very deep rabbit hole, and I have never come out. I have not come out since.
Rachel, I
And
was
it
obsessed
just.
with Farabeth videos too when I was in college.
Farabeth was the shit. And it
Yes.
still is the shit.
Yes.
I love Farabeth, and I will never get
Yes.
over them.
Yeah.
Once again, kind of like a pirate princess trope in a way.
Yes.
She's not really a princess, but But yeah, so ever since then, it's just kind of hopped from my fandoms with me to like Phantom of the Opera to Twilight.
Yep. Everybody was there. It's fine. We all did it.
It's fine, LaFleur.
It happened.
That's on the air now.
Savage Street Cred.
To Vampire Diaries, to the originals, and now I'm to Once Upon a Time. So it's just kind of snowballed. Oh, and True Blood. True Blood's good too.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of, throwing that out there, there's a True Blood Captain Swan AU crossover thing.
Yes, there is.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. I know it's not modern AU, but oh my god. It's so good.
You guys are going to have to attach so many links to this podcast.
Save that one for the historical AU episode.
Honestly, the first fandom that I ever read fan fiction for was Harry Potter.
Yeah, I
still do, still obsessed. Not gonna mention my ship because I might get pitchforks coming at me. But I'm a Snamini shipper. There it is. It's out there. It's out there.
What?
Snape and Hermione.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't know that was a ship.
That's the weirdest ship out there. Trust me,
it's fine. Really not. I'm part of the fandom, that's not the weirdest thing.
I know. Come at me, bro. What drew me? I don't know how I started reading Captain Swan, but I know how I started reading because I was friggin' obsessed. But I was just looking on fanfiction.net and I was like, oh, I wonder what kind of stuff there is out there. And boom, there was so much. And the first fan fiction I'd ever read from Once Upon a Time was Alexander Lyman's Beyond the Horizon. And from there, pun intended, I was hooked. So much so that a couple months later, I started writing fan fiction. And it's been almost 2 years. So, it's just now ingrained in my life.
Mm-hmm. So, like JMO, my first exploration to fan fiction was with Harry Potter.
Yes,
I don't really have like a specific ship that I go for. I just love reading like creative fan fiction. I mean, there's some dark stuff in the Harry Potter world, but I was willing to, you know, read anything, you know, and like Capana, and I used to read it all the time. I don't really anymore, but, you know, I try to, but it's just Captain Swan such a big part of my life right now. That's kind of my focus. Mm-hmm. I've also read fan fiction from Lost, which is my favourite all-time television show.
Mm-hmm.
And also True Blood. I love True Blood as well. I first got onto Once Upon a Time, Captain Swan fan fiction. As I said in a previous episode, in season 3, when Zelina cursed Killian's lips, you know, I got onto the spoilers train, but I also got on the fan fiction train. So I was like, someone give me something. I'm so thirsty for something. Please give me the fan fiction so I can just read it. So. And ever since, I've just been, I can't stop. I just read it every single day. I'm a mess. I really am.
It's so funny, I think, when people are always like, oh, what do you do? And it's, oh, I read. Oh, what do you read?
Nothing.
I read a lot of stuff.
Well, my friends write a lot of stuff, you know? My friends have to send me stories.
Right? There it is.
Yeah, my boyfriend actually got a hold of my phone the other night, and he was like, what's in your browsing history? And I was like, no! And I like snapped it. He was like, oh my god, what is it? And I was like, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's nothing.
And he's crossed like a whole the line there.
It's just like pages of Captain Swan smut. It's awful.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Or the best thing ever.
Or the best thing, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, like, the smut, I find that's ideal train reading.
Just out in public, whatever.
No, like, for real. I get so stressed out on the train, like, I, you know, it's like, well, I can, you know, get my frustrations out by reading smut. It's great.
What was your first fandom, Sarah?
I think it was Backstreet Boys. And I specifically remember a story. Like, okay, I first got into it where I would only read OC stories. And of
Yes.
course, I think a lot of people did because they wanted to put themselves in as that
Yeah.
character and imagine themselves in these worlds and in these stories. So for a while, I was only ever reading anything that had OC. It's like I would go to the fandom pages and just search for anything that had an OC in it because that's what I wanted at the time. But there was this one story. Although with Captain Swan, that is the first. This is the first time where I do not read OC at all.
Yeah, I never, I,
And I
honestly, I
think it's
didn't even
because
think
it's
about
one of
that.
the first times where I've equally loved both of them so much that I can't imagine anyone else with the other.
Nope.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, it's like
Big
they're the
old nope.
first couple I've never read an OC with. But anyways, there's this one story in the Backstreet Boys fandom, and it was like massively long. Honestly, I don't know if it ever got finished or whatever happened to it, but it was like the five of them were on tour with this girl band where there were five people. And of
Oh my
course, they
God.
all paired up together, and it would just be all their adventures.
Epic.
It'd be all the adventures, like on the tour bus, and it was just like ridiculous. And as I should probably not have been reading this as like a 12-year-old, but I'll never forget that.
Find a lot of those types of fics are actually written by like 13, 14-year-olds.
Yeah,
Ish.
probably.
Like, what are you? Yeah.
Probably.
Go out and play. Jesus.
Well, that's how a lot of like a lot of Harry Potter fan fictions I read were written by 13, 14-year-olds, and they were so like smutty, and it's like you could tell that like, they'd only discovered like smut and they're rather compensating. But as a young person, I kind of like connected with that. So.
However, some of the best, most well-written ones that I've ever read have been in the Hunger Games fandom and in the Tudors fandom. There is some amazing Tudors fanfic out there where they kind of reimagine like Anne Boleyn still being alive and how things would be. They're just brilliantly written. Like these people should all have book deals.
Sassy, what was the first fandom you read fan fiction for?
All right, I'm going to take you back to a time called the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
As
I know it well.
Sarah, yeah, Sarah and I have a lot of things in common, but the one thing that we don't have in common is our taste in boy bands. So,
Whoa.
yeah,
Oh,
here
I
comes.
know where this is going.
Yeah. So while she was a Backstreet Boys fan, I was an NSYNC fan.
Yes.
Woo! And I read a lot of NSYNC fan fiction, and actually the first fan fiction I ever wrote was a 98 Degrees fan fiction. Yeah, we're gonna take your
I've
quiz.
not heard in a while.
In middle school. So I was one of those
Ricochet for the
13-year-olds.
win.
Yeah.
I list you.
High five to you, Sassy.
But I remember there was she's still around and she's still writing this fan fiction, which is amazing. As far as I know, her name was Fiction Lynn, Lyn, and she wrote the best fan fictions. They were like 50 chapters, and they were so well written. And she actually lived in Orlando, so she
Oh,
knew
okay.
everything about Orlando, and it was so detailed. Like, you guys, you can still sometimes find her stuff online. And if you're ever in the mood, like, I really miss NSYNC, read it. Oh my gosh. But it's a trilogy, and the third one didn't really have anything to do with the guys. It's almost like a standalone fiction, but it was just phenomenal. But that was when I was in like middle school, high school. And then I sort of like stopped reading it because I had adult problems like college and jobs and stuff. And then I discovered Captain Swan fan fiction, and then I forgot that I have adult responsibilities like a job. And now I read and write that all the time, and it's amazing. But the gateway drug was definitely boy bands in the 90s. Like, that was my gateway drug, which might date me a little bit, but 98 Degrees and NSYNC all the way.
I can dig it. I can
Sorry,
dig
Sarah. Still love you.
yeah. We will again always agree to disagree till the end of all time.
Sorry, they're just better looking in NSYNC.
Let's not go there.
Oh, what?
Ooh, shots fired.
Yeah, for real.
Just kidding.
All right, so what we want to do today for our modern AU themed week is we each want to go through and talk about, and of course it's hard to pick just one, but we each are going to pick one Modern AU, that is one of our favorites to let you guys know about. And then some of you sent in yours favorites as well, so we'll go over those afterwards. JMO, you want to kick things off with yours?
Why not? This is one that I've actually wrecked very early in the pod in our repertoire of wrecking, and I think it was like either the second or third episode, but I've become a sucker for the Priest Killian trope, and Take Me to Church by Optimistic Girl is quite frankly the best one that is being written or even has been written, in my opinion. The chapters are always so freaking long, and I love her for it because I just need more and more every time she writes. Basically, it's Emma is coming back home to, I believe she sets it in South Carolina. Storybook is in South Carolina because it's, she's always talking about how hot it is there. And she comes back living with her family, trying to get her life back together after a difficult breakup. And she ends up going to church one day and sees the local priest, who is extremely fucking fine. And from there, she has been kind of obsessed with him and kind of wants to try to see how far she can go with her teasing with him. And it's just watching the struggle of him not wanting to break those vows that he promised to keep, but at the same time wanting to get as close to Emma as possible. The sexual tension is palpable. I'm like, literally, if I had pearls, I would be clutching them every time I read them. And I know what's coming in the next chapter, and I'm freaking out because it's finally going to happen, that someone is finally going to relent on his vows. And we're going to see jealous Killian, because I don't know, spoiler alert for who has never read it, in the last chapter, Graham, who has known her since she was a child, but they now work together, actually has asked her out, and she just doesn't know if she wants to go. Until basically Killian's doing his whole pushing her away thing, and she accepts the date, and the date is going to happen, and he's going to see her out on the date, and shit's going to go down, and I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Give it to me, B. Give it to me.
I need to read that one really bad.
It's so good. It's so good.
I started that one,
but it's very good.
I started it, and I just never, I don't know what happened. If my phone closed it out, like, my phone will randomly close my tabs, and then I forget what I'm reading, and then I just never go back to them sometimes.
I have so many tabs open.
I need to finish it.
I have so many damn tabs open, it's ridiculous. Catch up.
Yeah.
Lindsay?
Okay, so I've got a lot of favorite modern AUs. We've talked about them in previous episodes, so check out our website to just check a list of the AUs we've recommended. But this week I have gone for Summer of Surprise by In My Eyes 2014. I'm just going to talk about this author because I actually stumbled upon this author when scrolling through the most recent fix on our own when I was quite bored. They're actually one of my favourite modern AU authors because all of her fics are consistent and they get the characterisation spot on. I mean, she also writes Lieutenant Duckling fics, but her modern AU is where she shines. She puts our favourite characters in situations that feel real, and I personally think they're a joy to read. Summer of Surprise was a fic that I chose was because it was the first one that I stumbled upon. The story starts with Henry struggling to deal with his father's death. Neil had only actually come into his life before dying tragically in a car accident. Henry's grandfather invited him to stay for the summer in Storybrooke. And, you know, initially, like, Henry's reluctant and Emma is too. She wants Henry to have the opportunity to learn a little more about his father's beginnings. And so the drive of Storybrooke. There's twists and turns, romance throughout the summer, and of course, it involves dashing Bo Toner. And it is a completed fan fiction, And what I really liked about this is just, as I said, how real they feel. Like, I could imagine Captain Swan in this situation. It's just beautiful how, you know, it's a slow build. I love how it just grows, and I just adore it. I do recommend all her modern AU fics. I really do.
That sounds really good. I want to.
Mm-hmm. Just currently writing music in the heart, and it has Liam Jones in it. He's alive in this one, and I really like that one because it's basically Liam how we imagined him to be. So obviously, I think JJ imagined, like I said earlier, you know, if she doesn't really agree with the writing, the way Liam Jones is written, I don't really agree with. Whereas in this fan fiction, Music in the Heart, that's how I would imagine Liam to be.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, anything that paints Liam in a better light, I'm all down for.
No,
yeah.
Please.
Poor Liam.
So the story I chose is Warm Nights and Firelight by Oblie at 14.
Yes.
And if you haven't read it, which I don't know who hasn't read it already, but it is complete.
Y'all are crazy.
It is complete. Basically, Emma has just had a breakup, and she decides she's going to move back in with her parents, Snow and Charming. And they have a ranch out in the Rockies. And so she comes back to the ranch and... you know, kind of goes to move back into her old apartment in the garage, and Killian is living there. He's like the ranch hand or whatever. Like, he helps with the horses and he helps run like the campground and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful slow. Well, it's not actually too much of a slow burn, but
it is painful initially.
Yeah.
A little more on her side.
In a good way.
But I just love it so much because I love the sort of the outdoor wilderness aspects of it, and the horses are really beautiful.
Thank you. Beautiful. And accurate. It's very
it's very detailed. Like, you can tell. Yeah. I don't know if the author like has worked on a ranch before or whatever, but yeah,
Carly actually does own horses.
Awesome. Oh, so good. Yeah. So all those details, like, really help with the whole story. Like, I love the scenes that she writes where they go out camping and they're sort of, like, watching the sunset and stuff like that. And they're just so well written and so beautiful. And, like, you can actually picture it in your head. I love it so much.
And the horses are pretty. In my mind, they are.
That's something that I would want to see made into a movie, for sure.
That would
make a great movie. I'm a very visual person. Like, when I read everything, I automatically visualize it in my head and, like, turn it into a movie. So, like...
That's how I am.
Yeah. Rachel?
All right, so I'm gonna cheat like I always do when it comes to having to pick one thing. And I know everyone probably already has read all of her stuff because it's just so amazing. Everyone knows about it. But Now for Ruin, her stories... most of them are all AUs. She wrote The Trouble with Faking It, Lost Souls and Rabbit Holes, These Nights Aren't Made for Thinking, which if you
love it,
just want to cry for...
I just finished that one.
Yeah. Mm. If you just want to cry for a certain amount of chapters, that's a good one to read. But her most recent one, The Difficult Kind, I just caught up on it, and oh my god, it is so good. It is so good. Like, all of her stuff is so good. And, like, as you already know, I am a sucker for all the angst and pain.
No.
And that's basically all.
I have no idea.
No? Yeah.
Brand new information.
I know this is news. I know it's shocking to learn this.
Breaking news, everyone. Rachel Lehman.
We need Leroy.
We
need Leroy.
Don't ruin the illusion.
Big news, guys. But yeah, all of her stories are just so good, and I can't pick one of hers to really promote. So I'm just gonna promote them all because, like The Trouble with Faking It. Oh, they're just all so amazing, and I love when they have one of them. I love the trope where one of them's like famous.
Me too.
So,
it's one of my favorites.
It's really like it's just one of my favorites. Whether they're like a famous like. Sports person or sports star. Person, an athlete. I'm like, what's the word for that? athlete, an actor, you know, like, just whatever.
I'm particularly a fan of Killian as a rock star.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yes. That makes me think of another one. But
that's oh, I know which one you're thinking of too.
Yeah, I know too. We could be here all day, couldn't we?
We really could. But yeah, I mean, if you haven't read her stories, you need to, because it's like, I feel like for me, she is like the queen of like modern AU. And we have to give a shout out to a certain someone's story who I told her already that was really awesome, but I'm going to tell you again. And I can't remember the title of it. Oh my God.
Fish oh my out God. Of water.
Fish out of water. There it is.
Yay! Yay! Oh. We love it.
I love it so much. Just basically any like modern AU I'm a total sucker for. Mm-hmm. And the fact that like whenever they put Killian like working on the docks like that, like you did, I just love it so much. Because it's totally something that would I feel like if he was actually in the town, that's where he would have been. Like if he was involved in the curse. So I love seeing that explored, and you did an amazing job, and I want more.
If y'all haven't read it, look up Sassy Zazzles, Fish Out of Water.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, give us an update. Where's your progress with that right now?
I'm about, I guess, halfway through chapter 17. Okay. So I actually, the only reason I can do this Sunday is because I actually quit my job as a fishmonger.
What?
Yeah. So now I can update it because I have time.
you can write your fishmonger fic.
But you can tell that you've got that knowledge. Like, it's so detailed. We can totally, so that's brilliant. That, you know, I can understand now a lot more, like, how detailed it is. Like,
I'm a big fish type person.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow me on social media, you'll probably get flooded with pictures of me with fish.
My mom worked in seafood for like over 10 years. So like when you're talking about like how to fillet it and all that in the stories, I'm like, oh, I know all of this stuff. Like,
I was really worried that people like wouldn't like it because of the fishy aspect. Like it's not for everybody, but I don't know. I really like the idea that Killian works with fish and is a fishy type person. I sort of stick with that, like, write what you know. And I know fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is, like, the number one thing, isn't it, when you write it?
Yeah, write what you know. Yeah. So I know fish and boats and Captain Swan. So.
And also, David's obsession with the crab dip is, like, the best thing in the world.
Yes.
I don't even like crab dip, and it makes me want it so bad.
I'm gonna confess something. Like, there's not a crab dip recipe. Like, I don't have one.
You better come up with one.
I know. I feel you like I have to come up with one because I feel like it has to be amazing because David loves the crab dip. Like, I feel like the story really should be called like, Emma and Killian fall in love, but David loves crab dip. Like, that's. No, I was like, it's not read. This is gonna be like, what is she talking about? Crab dip.
I was crying with laughter when I got to that part. Like, I couldn't, like, it's very rare that fics make me, like, physically laugh out loud, but that did, because I love food, so I felt that on a spiritual level.
Sometimes you're just super obsessed with stuff, and you just want it all the time, and I feel like, Mary Margaret and David always get written a very specific way, and I wanted to write them as, like, fun people and like silly people because they were silly people. Like they, you get little glimpses of that, but we don't ever really see it. And I just like reading them as kind of a ridiculously stupid couple in a good way, not in a bad way, but
in the cutest way.
People that I would want to be friends with, because on the TV show, I don't think I would be friends with them.
I'm gonna go back to Rachel when you're talking about Now for Ruin. I'm also gonna give a shout out to one of our friends. Name's Allison. She's Coffee Shop Cynic online on any social.
Yes.
She is an Emma cosplayer. She decided to dress up in her Emma cosplay and start baking cupcakes. So she basically cosplayed Emma from The Trouble with Baking It, and it was brilliant.
It was.
And it may or may not have started something last night, because she took one of my recent fics and dressed up as it. So I started a tag called Allison Cosplays Fix. So I think it's going to be a
brilliant tag.
I feel like there also needs to be a cookbook for all the recipes that they have in all these fics. Because if you think about it, food is like a big thing. Like, you have the crab dip, you have the cupcakes, and that's all I can name right now, but I know there's other ones out there that people do.
Didn't the Twilight fandom do something similar?
Yeah, they always, like, I remember one fic, she made, like, an amazing zucchini bread that Edward was, like, obsessed with.
Yeah, and we actually brought out a cookbook. I can't remember, it was one fic fan fiction, and they did, like, different, like, bakings for a week.
Oh, they actually did it?
Like, yeah, and it's a cookbook, yeah, and I can't remember the fic for life of me, but it was a legit thing.
Well, it needs to happen. Because
so if someone wants to come up with the Captain Swan True Love cookbook, there you go.
I'll do it, because I'm hungry right now. I'm getting hungrier talking about food.
So this is Sarah. What's your fic choice?
Oh, is that me, Sarah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Sarah's talking to herself, guys.
Okay. I chose Fragile Design by, I think it's pronounced Xerxes Rising.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it is, I'll just read the synopsis. David Nolan is out to protect his family in any way he can. He enlists the help of Emma Swan and Killian Jones to help uncover the crime boss currently living in his sleepy town of Storybrooke, Maine. Two stubborn and damaged souls now have to come together as partners to solve a murder and maybe even save each other in the process. And it's a fake marriage modern AU, which I love.
Yeah.
I love. And it's like proper fake marriage. Like, I'm so into it, and it's lovely, and the little details in it are beautiful. Like, the little anchors that they put on their sheets and the things they put in their fake house together, and she just writes so beautifully. The author is amazing, and I like eagerly await updates. Like, everything's on a cliffhanger right now. Like, you know the shit's about to hit the fan, but it hasn't quite hit yet, and you're just like, oh god, it's that moment that you're like, they're gonna break up and everything's gonna be horrible and it's gonna be awful, but it hasn't happened yet, and it's just wonderful, and I can't say enough good things about her. She also has a great fan fiction called Six, which is incredibly smutty and amazing, and I love it, and I can't say enough good things about her. That's definitely my recommendation.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I have not read these. I need to
You need a link. Yeah.
Get on it, girl.
Check out the website, Ray.
Get on it.
Yeah. You can taste things and smell things and like see things. Like, it's just so well done.
I love stories like that.
Me too.
Right.
So we got a few submissions from some of our listeners for their favorite modern AUs. H the Gift Queen, our darling H.
Yes!
She also recommends Fragile Design.
Yeah.
Also, Life Unexpected.
Sorry.
These Nights Aren't Made for Thinking by Now for Ruin.
Oh, that's good.
The Trouble with Faking It. She has a bunch.
Yeah.
Make You Feel My Love by Xerxes Rises.
I just started that. Someone wrecked that to me. Who wrecked that to me? One of you did.
She did.
She wrecked it to
me. She told you about it.
Someone did.
It was you. What about Samsung? It was you.
And then lastly, she has Heart by Heart by To the End of the World or Time 69. And then Rose, Rosie13579. On Twitter, says the Poem Without Words by To the End of the World More Time 69 is her recommendation. And then we have Chantal emailed us her top four favorites, because she always goes above and beyond. That's why we love Chantal.
Of course.
Her number one is called Sometimes It Hurts by Captain K. Jones on fanfiction.net. And that one, which I'm not familiar with, so the description
Neither
says that after 8 years of marriage, Killian and Emma are in the middle of a very public divorce.
Oh yeah, I know this one. Oh.
I've read this. Yeah.
Clueless
Well,
as
you said that, I've read this. Bloody hell.
Sounds like it's already right up my alley.
This is
Yeah.
Clueless as to why Emma is ready to end their marriage, the truth is a greater hardship than Killian could ever imagine. Dun dun dun. Also, that is one where he is a famous rock star in a band, but that's all she will say without giving anything away.
Oh my God.
I forgot the name of that one, but it's so good. Like I was like, I've never heard of that one, and then you said it. I was like,
And
yes,
I think she
that's so
says
good. It
that
sounds
there could be
generic.
something in there that might be triggering for some people, so to be careful. Another good one that she has listed on here is called Breathless by Acrobat L or Ellie. Killian and Emma share more than just a heart. And that's all she says. She's like, I don't want to say too much more because it's better when it's a surprise.
Yeah,
It
I'm
is.
reading this one. It's
My
very
mind
good.
just goes straight into the gutter with that, and I don't
I
know why.
Me too. It's a work in progress, but it is very good. Yeah, it's a work in progress and not found out yet, so yeah. Go on.
We've wrecked this one before, but Search and Rescue by Once Upon a
Yes!
Jolly Roger,
Go
Yeah.
good!
which is a Coast Guard fic. So, yeah,
We
we
love
talked about
it.
that one before, I'm pretty sure. And then lastly, she has Wrecked by, once again, Xerxes Rises. That seems to be a canon divergence set between season 2 and 3. And she says, smutty, smutty, smut, smut. That is all.
Naturally.
That one is. It's but it's great smut.
Ooh.
JMO, what do you have from Tumblr?
Oh man, I got a lot. From our friend coffee shop cynic Allison, she said there's way too many to choose, but here are my top five modern AU. Trouble with Faking It, Through the Years by the Turning Pa by Turning the Pages,
I love that one. Yeah.
Pine Hearts and Cat Flaps by Ushka.
Ooh.
I know that one.
Um,
It's
Search and
awesome.
Rescue and Give Me Love Like Her and With Affection from Fear Loves Loki. With Affection is one of those correspondence fics which I am an absolute sucker for. So I do love that one as well. We have someone she Katie Dub said that she couldn't pick an actual fic, but she just recommended some of her favorite authors. Now for Ruin, Killian's Dimples.
Yes.
This tutu sullied flesh.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my
Yes.
God, yes.
Yes.
TNLPH. I don't know.
Yes.
And
That's my
then
beta. Sorry.
I don't really know how to say this, but it's MRYD DINWLIT. Now Marinden
Oh,
Wilt.
yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
Hi, good.
she's awesome. She's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
A
I
couple of
agree.
information, a couple of recommendations for The Beach House from FLS LP87. Hi, Misty. Emma loves Killian. Killian X suggested Fragile Design as well. We've got Put Me in Coach, Ready to Play from Killian's Dimples,
Naturally,
which holy
yeah.
shit, that's so good. Even more for Fragile Design, Walking in a Straight Line, The Difficult Kind.
Yes.
The Devil Makes Us Sin, freaking love that one. Another one for from our friend Bianca. Warm Nights and Firelight, she said, with affection. And Where There's Smoke, There's Fire by Lizzie C. Oh my God, it's a fireman AU. It's so good.
It is hot to
There are
put it in an
firemen
understatement.
AUs out there?
Yes, and also like Manips as well to go with it.
Yes,
Oh.
there is. She's so good.
I need
So
this.
good. I'll link you. Where There's Smoke, There's Fire by Lizzie C.
I'm gonna
087.
have no life for like a good 2 weeks after this
No,
episode.
you won't.
I think the whole Captain Swan fandom will listen to this episode. Who reads
Oh
fanfic?
yeah. Oh yeah.
Awesome.
This is for everybody.
It's for us all.
Yeah.
You're welcome, listeners.
Yeah. I mean, going off what Sarah said earlier about wanting to see Warm Nights and Firelight in a movie. The one that I kind of want to see in a movie is I See the Light Now That I See You, that one that I wrecked a couple weeks ago. The one where if you're it's black and white, but if you find your soulmate, you suddenly see color.
Ooh, that would be so pretty.
I would love to see that on screen. Like, see everyone's in the black and white. That's just my take on that.
I can't pick one. This is, like, so mean to put me on the spot like this.
Well, you didn't have to. But I'll pick one for you. How about The Lost Boys?
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
There it is.
I actually never read that one.
Oh.
What?
How?
That is hot.
How is that possible?
It's right up your alley, Rachel. Read it.
It is actually.
So damn
that's
good.
The rock star one, right?
She's
she's
an actress.
That's right. I think I started it, maybe. I don't know. My brain is just a muddle of stories. It's just so many melded together. Yeah. I would like Trouble with Faking It. I think that would make a good
one too. Hell yeah.
A lot of ours is like Rockstar Killian, like he used. Like the one that I'm thinking of is Rockstar Killian. It's got Kat Dennings in it. So like, trying to find the film right now.
Dick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Yes. So yeah, like Music in the Heart always like reminds me of that. Yeah, I would like to see that as a movie. I think it would work well. I think the recurring theme here is, like, Killian is a rock star.
Everyone just wants to see Colin on stage with his guitar. That's what we want.
It's the thing, isn't it? There's also,
just a whole movie of him singing.
You know.
Yes. Although, that's but been done going, that we're anxiously
it's
awaiting
coming,
for.
It's coming out.
It's coming.
Yeah,
it's called The Dust Storm.
It's
been
really.
Coming out for 4 years.
I've waited 84 years for this movie to come out in full release.
Yeah, the Rockstar one I was thinking of was the, like, I think it was like a 2-shot or maybe like 3-shot that Killian Dimples wrote called Talking Body, and Emma was their media agent. That was a good one.
Talking about fan fictions into movies, I know I mentioned 6 earlier. And it's a movie, I just looked it up online and I had the actor wrong from earlier, but it's based on 28 hotel rooms, I believe, if I remember the Tumblr post correctly. So it would be great to see that made into a movie because it's based off a movie. And if you've seen it, you probably know why.
Well,
so.
Yeah, that would actually have to be like NC-17.
Yes, but it's a movie.
Oh, I am well aware.
I want some more pirate movies, like Beyond the Horizon or White Light in the Black Sea.
Save that for the historical AU.
I need to say it. I need pirate movies in my life.
There aren't enough pirate movies.
There aren't. It's so sad.
It's sad. I agree.
I favorite pirate movies as well.
So we are going to debut a new segment today called Fan Fiction Corner with JMO, where she is going to interview 2 of some of our favorite fanfic authors in the Captain Spawn fandom. And it'll give you guys a chance to get into their heads and see how that process works for them specifically. So take it away, JMO.
All right. So with me today in the new segment known as Fanfiction Corner with JMO, I have 2 of some of my favorite people and personal friends here today. I have Heather, who is Fergus80 on Tumblr and Archive of Our Own. And we also have JJ, who is Wordsmith Story Weaver on both Tumblr and Archive of Our Own. Thanks for joining us today, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. So I'm just going to ask you guys some general questions about, you know, fic writing and what got you into it and all that kind of stuff. Just keep it casual, like we're usually talking on a daily basis, and then I'll probably just ask you some stuff about some of the fics that you told us to read this week. So to start off, what made you want to start writing fan fiction?
You want to start, Heather?
Sure. Oh geez, I started writing back in like high school, but I was watching a soap opera, seriously, and I didn't like the way the writing was going. So I decided to fix it, which how which is basically how like most of my fics started. I didn't start writing AUs until just like recently with Once Upon a Time, but I was always like, I don't like the way this is going, or oh, you decided to cancel my show, or whatever, and it's like, I need to fix this. And so that's how I started writing. So
okay. For me, actually, I kind of came to fan fiction late in the game. I had actually, I think, first really experienced it with Supernatural while I was working on my master's project. A friend of mine in the program was doing Supernatural fan fiction, and I was kind of like, what the heck is fan fiction? So I really came to it after I finished up my master's, and I'm like, hey, these in Once Upon a Time, these characters really inspire me, and I really like where this is going. So my actual first piece was sort of a future fic from the launching point of them going to Neverland.
Okay. And I was just about to ask if there was any other shows or anything that inspired you before then, or if you'd written for any other fandoms, but you obviously said Supernatural. Was there any, and you have your soap operas, Heather, was there any other ones that may have inspired you to start writing fan fiction?
Oh yeah. Back in the day, if anyone remembers the Dark Angel with Jessica Alba. Yes. And Jensen Ackles. Yes. That was actually my most prolific Before Once Upon a Time era. Mm. I was a huge Max and Alec shipper. and so most of my fic back then was that. And then I wrote a little bit for Supernatural, followed Jensen around to like all the shows. And I actually have Smallville fanfic.
Nice.
I love Smallville. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I have one of those, and then it was Once Upon a Time. So
okay.
Yeah. Well, I like I said, I had Supernatural and I started writing a fic, but then I'm like, then I actually got sort of sidetracked his master's program. But then like I went back to it as soon as I finished up my program and writing my dissertation. And I was kind of like, wow, this is really, really bad. So I just kind of scrapped it. So technically, Once Upon a Time is the first one that I've actually put out there. So
okay. What about Captain Swan that just, it keeps inspiring you?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's an epic love story. I mean, and Killian Jones is just so juicy to write about. I mean, yeah. In any aspect. I mean, he's like so romantic, and he's got a tortured past, and he's, you know, it's just, oh, so much to write about, good or bad, you know? And then Emma, she's also got, you know, they both got the similar past, and so much, they're just so perfect together. And there's so many different ways to write it. Oh, and then Once Upon a Time has so many plot holes. I mean,
what?
What are you talking about? What?
I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
I think for me, I think now part of it is just that there are so many problems with the writing that it's. I think that's kind of, it's like, wow, if they're going to screw up this badly, I'm going to give them a story that they deserve.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. But I think just the chemistry with Jen and Colin just cannot be denied, number one. And I think, yes. I think the fact that knowing that they're such good friends outside of the show, I think is also, it just sort of helps their chemistry as actors. But they're just, I mean, oh my gosh, the characters. What drives me is that despite how dark their pasts are, they never use that as an excuse for the bad things that they've done. Or, you know, for Killian, he still feels, obviously, he still feels remorse for the things that he's done as Captain Hook. And that's, I think that's why he wears those rings, why he has those trophies, is that deep down, he is that man of honor. He is that good person. And he, through all that he's done, and, you know, even the dark things that he did for love, for Mila, he never lost that moral compass. You know, it's not, you know, a legal, you know, perfectly moral legal code, but he just has this innate sense of honor. And same thing for Emma, you know, she could have continued, you know, and obviously finding out that she's only been a bail bonds person for a year undercuts a lot of that stuff. But that idea that we had for her that she, you know, yeah, she stole to survive, but then she got herself straight, you know, and was helping people. I think that, you know, the fact that she was morally good despite all of the negative things that had happened in her life, I think that's what's compelling to me.
Spot on. Very well said.
I agree with everything you said, man.
What's the best and worst part about putting your stuff out there for the public?
The best part, obviously, is the people who review and who love it and comment and like it and reblog it and make, you know, to know that someone likes something so much. Something that you wrote means something to someone and that they look forward to it. That's the best part. The worst part is obviously, you know, the times where you put it out and you're like, I don't know how this is going to go, and you worry about it. Or you don't hear anything and it's just crickets and you're like, wow, that was really bad. that's just usually, I think, for anyone though who does the writing, it's, you know, you're putting something of yourself out there and you're hoping that people like it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think worst part is definitely the crippling anxiety. in terms of, you know, getting feedback, you know, creative types, I always say this, you know, creative types, we're always our own worst critic. But we're really, really sensitive to negative feedback. And so I think that's definitely the sort of worst part, is that you sort of psych yourself out of putting stuff out there. You sort of, you know, self-edit so much and you've got so much self-doubt that you just are like, no one's going to read this. And it's, you know, but I think definitely the best part is when you get those reviews that clearly you've written something or you've expressed something that someone else connects to, and they're like, oh, this reminded me of this, or, oh, it made me feel this, you know, that sort of emotional connection is just, it's priceless. Like every time someone says, oh, you're my favorite writer, or, you know, people call me an author, I'm just like, oh my gosh, they called me an author. there's no replacing that feeling.
You know, sometimes it's like they should almost record you as you're reading reviews that you get, because they would be surprised at like how happy or almost in tears you get when someone like writes like a long reply, like they really read it and they love it. And you're just like, oh my God, I'm so awesome for like 5 seconds. You're just beyond the moon. You're just so happy.
Yeah.
One more general question. Which is more difficult to write, angst or smut?
Oh, you know me. I like writing both. If I could, it'd be like angst, smut. I love both.
Because literally the best thing ever.
it's just so awesome. Angst, you know, I just love to bring out the drama and the tears. And honestly, I get more reviews from angst than I do smut. And then smut is just, well, it's fun.
Yeah. Sure. You know, I think for me, number one, it depends on the situation. But I think for me, especially, again, in light of the writing problems on the show, anytime I'm going to involve angst, I'm like, okay, is this happening because it's happening for the story? Or am I just like throwing drama at the characters? Mm. You know, I really have you know, my biggest issue with the writing so, you know, on the show recently has been that manufactured drama. Like, you know, Firebird had some amazing moments, and that, you know, goodbye scene, oh my gosh, it was so painful. But then to have,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. But then to have it be taken away so easily. I mean, just to have Zeus come in and, you know, Thunderbolt, hey, everything's fixed and lovely now. It felt very manufactured to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, all kudos to Jennifer and Colin, because I don't know how they got through that scene. But then to have it, that whole emotional moment be completely negated within an episode, yeah, was just, it was horrible writing, in my opinion, and completely manufactured. It didn't feel organic to the characters or the story. So I think for me, I'm always questioning angst more than I am questioning anything I do with smut, because let's face it, I write amazing smut. So
girl, you do. I just discovered all of your fan fiction last night, and I might have binge read like everything. So, the confession there.
No need to confess. I know I'm awesome.
Look at that confidence. Yes, girl. All right. So now I'm going to ask you some questions based off some of the, well, I'm not going to say required readings like we're in school, but, you know, just some of the, just some of the stuff that we picked out. Heather, To Make Your Heart Race is honestly one of my favorite. I'm going to embarrass the hell out of you right now. It's one of my favorites I've ever read. I'm not going to lie. But you see a lot of sports themes ones coming out, hockey, baseball, soccer. What made you want to go with NASCAR? Because you don't see a NASCAR. This is the first NASCAR one I've ever come across.
Actually, you can blame ex-Pumpkin Dumplings Amanda for that.
We're going to have to.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we were doing a Christmas fix for everybody, and people were going around like saying what they liked and what everything else. And I know she's a big NASCAR fan. Okay. And of course, as with any fic, you know, you start thinking of something. It was supposed to be a one shot.
Isn't it always supposed to be a one shot?
It was supposed to be just, you know, a Christmas one shot fic, and it did not happen. Obviously, 6 chapters later.
Clearly.
And like 12 more to go. Anyway, and so she liked it, and then my brain just started picking up on it. It was like, oh, this could work and that could work, and the story just wrote itself. My ex-husband actually was a huge NASCAR fan, so I got to know NASCAR.
Okay.
And so that's how I know, like, basically what I'm talking about. But I try and like have the reader learn as Emma learns what's going on, because I know a lot of people who read it have no clue, and I don't want to just make it about NASCAR, because otherwise that could just be really boring.
So I knew that would be my take. I would totally be like, oh, and they're side drafting, and it'd be like, everyone's like, what are you talking about?
yeah so like slowly through the thing, it's funny because one of the reviews that I actually, is one of my favorite reviews, is someone said, I had never watched NASCAR, and I read your fic, and I loved it so much, I went to my first game. And I was like,
nice.
First race. And I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. That's how I came up with that.
I love how the fact that you've gotten so ingrained in the details that you actually keep the point system at the very end of the chapter.
Yes. That is one of my favorite things.
I have an Excel spreadsheet.
That's amazing. Oh my God.
From the beginning, you're incredibly detail-oriented. I'm actually from right next to one of the big NASCAR hubs, and you actually have the towns correct in it.
Google map.
But it's correct. Like, I was like, Lake Norman, that was like 5 miles from my house. I was like, oh, wow, she really did her research. Like, it's incredibly accurate for that.
It's funny because I'll go to the maps, I'll look at the maps, I'll see how long it takes to fly from North Carolina, you know, Charlotte, to wherever they're going. I look up all that stuff. I look to see what race is what weekend, how many laps it actually is, what the rules are for the different races, all that stuff. I go and I research it. I research which restaurants are at which track. Like, Fuzzy's Tacos is actually at the Texas Racetrack. And so, yeah.
It is.
And even though I've never been to the Texas Racetrack, I know that fact because I do watch NASCAR. So, I mean, that level of detail that you put in there, it, you know, it may not be like, you know, from a sports angle, like that kind of detail, but it makes it more authentic. And it definitely comes across as this could actually be happening, mm-hmm. which is awesome.
JJ, being there, drank that, is one of the cutest little coffee shop AUs that I have read. It's adorable. And I told you the other day, I am a sucker for correspondence. Like, letters, texts, emails, those kind of things are like a fetish to me. I'm not even kidding. So when I found out it was one of those kind of fics, I was like, this is adorable. But you were talking to me and you said you didn't want for it to come off as like Killian was getting creepy. How did you kind of bridge that gap?
Well, very difficultly. not easily is the short answer. I really just wanted to, you know, one thing that for me, again, writing as a woman, having been in Emma's shoes where you get guys who like catcall or, hey, sweetie, you need to smile kind of thing. Mm-mm. I really wanted I really wanted it to come across as he wasn't expecting anything from it, that he just, you know, if I'm going to ask her to smile, I want her to have a genuine reason for it. You know, I don't want to come across as having been creeping on her, but I still want to let her know that, hey, there are good people out here in this world. And some of them, hey, maybe do want to connect with you. So just sort of really keeping that in mind, you know, I've worked in a couple of management positions in retail, and I had guys who I like didn't even realize that they thought about me outside of their days at all. But like this guy, I was having just a really bad day, I remember, and he wrote me like really bad poetry. And it was like, I would slay all your dragons, and you know,
oh my god, just,
you know. And for me, it's like, yeah, I was having a bad day, but it's like, dude, I don't need you to step in my space and take care of my problems, thank you. So it was kind of like, that's having experienced something like that. I knew how it could come across as creepy. I knew how it could come across as he's trying to invade her space in a negative way. And so in a lot of ways, just really focusing on the words that he used, being very, very attentive to what words are being used and how they're, you know, you obviously can't control everyone's reaction to the words, but using, I guess you could say, the mildest, the calmest words possible.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's actually what I really liked about that. What I like in modern AUs is how real it feels. Like, could I actually imagine Captain Swan in that situation? Mm-hmm. And with that, I definitely could see that.
Going back to both of you, what is it about modern AUs that you just enjoy? What makes you want to put them in these modern situations?
For Once Upon a Time for Captain Swan, it's the first AUs I've ever written. But I think it's just that there are, you know, they're the modern day fairy tale. There are people that could exist today. And, you know, I don't know how many movies or anything I watch or music that comes on. It's like my brain's automatically going, oh, Captain Swan could fit into this. And it's just, I can't help it. It just automatically, the story just starts spinning, and then there you go. So It makes it nice to have characters to play with and change the world a little bit.
I think in part it goes to the way that the characters were written, especially I would say seasons 1 through 3. There's something very old world and very gentlemanly about Killian that I think appeals even to a modern reader, because he's not chivalrous in the strict definition of the word, but he's a gentleman, and he's very enlightened in terms of like how he treats women. Like, I know a lot of people say that he's a chauvinist and all that, but I think he is one of the most feminist characters in the show, because he very much respects a woman's agency. And mm-hmm. I think especially, you know, because, you know, actual, you know, human being men can never stack up to a fictional man. I think that there's that core personality trait of his, I think, really appeals to it appeals to me as a modern woman as a feminist. So because when I'm looking for, you know, someone I want to be with, someone I want to date, I want someone who's going to treat me as an equal and a partner. And that, I think that I know it puts a lot of pressure on him, but I think that character really appeals to us as women, and you know, just loving Emma Swan as we do, you know, we can put her in a modern setting and she can still enjoy that, you know, romantic gentleman aspect of him.
I think we'd all want to enjoy that romantic gentleman aspect of him.
Yes. I mean, thoroughly.
Yes. All right. Since today is Modern AU Day at the Once Upon a Captain Swan podcast, I wanted to leave you guys with one more question. What is each of yours favorite modern AU?
Oh, jeez. Like the trope, or like, do we have to get specific?
Which is your favorite fic that has ever been written that is a modern AU?
Oh.
Could you ask a more impossible question?
Yeah, seriously.
Yes, I could, but you know.
Okay. I know this one, because it's always stuck with me. For the life of me, I cannot remember the name of the fic. But it was done by Montana Rosalie, which I'm so sad that she's not writing anymore. But I totally love her and I keep reading her stuff. Her fic where, Emma is a ballerina. And Killian is the piano player, the musician for the ballet company. I think that one, a close second to that would be I believe it's Stay With Me, where he wants to die. She's a nurse and
Oh my God, yes.
Oh, I think that was the first fic that I read that I was like, I consumed it religiously and I cried every chapter update.
Can you send me the link to those, because those sound amazing and I haven't read those yet.
Right. Yeah, I will have to look those up, but I will send those.
Yes.
We'll also be on our website.
Yeah. Okay. When we find them. Yes.
Yes.
I think Heather's still thinking.
I am.
It's okay, one of those things
where it's like I can't pick one. You're like having me choose between children. I just there's so many good ones. Oh jeez.
It's okay, Heather. You can say one of my stuff.
I love Agent Solomon so much. Can I have some, please?
Great. Oh, you know, honestly, it's all BS. It really is. Again, crippling anxiety.
Yes, that's what I'm having right now, trying to pick one of these. I don't know. All of them. I'm just gonna say all of them, and that's it.
Oh wow.
I do have to say. I think my favorite trope has to be neighbors.
Oh,
Okay. I love it when they go from bickering neighbors to,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just, yeah. There's something about it that, yeah. I think is just so relatable, because, like, anyone who has ever lived in an apartment, you have a neighbor who you can't stand. And it's just, I mean, and it's so priceless when Emma and Killian go from, you know, being at odds to, you know, all of the loves, love, yeah, the, yes, lovest.
Yes, the enemies to friends, to, yeah, resistant friends to lovers is probably, yes, one of the best tropes out there.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Although, since we are on sports, though, Killian's dimples put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. I was so upset when she took it down, you know. She's putting them back up. Yeah, yeah. I just read the chapter 5 update, and I'm like, I think for me, what I loved about that, and I'll just keep talking, Heather, until you're ready to go.
No, I already said all of them. That's my answer. All of them. I'm not picking one.
I think what I love specifically about that fic, is the incredibly realistic detail of Killian being a closet home shopping network.
Yes.
Fiend. I loved that detail, and how relatively speaking, she's very subtle with it, how that's, he's just so desperate for human connection that he will literally spend hours and hours buying shit just so he can talk to the telemarketers.
Yes.
I just thought that was, it was just a completely brilliant detail, and that she's so consistent with it throughout the entire fic. And, you know, even to the point where, like, the Roomba interrupts their sexy times.
Just thought, yes.
Because, I mean, it's just, it's so real, you know? It just, amazing. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Well, I personally wanted to thank both of you for doing this today. I love every single thing that you guys have done, and I'm so grateful that you guys have become my friends. And the Captain Swan fandom is, it brings people together, and I can't thank you enough for doing this and just being a part of this fandom.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, we've actually really enjoyed having you on. I mean,
can I plug my project real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So for those of you who haven't followed me or haven't followed my recent posts, I've been working with my best friend out here, Michelle Renee. She does voiceover work. You can find her on Twitter at Michelle Renee VO. She and I have been working on a project. It's BF Geek Girls. And the BF stands for best friends, but but also a big fake. And the idea that you are a fake geek girl if you don't know everything. So we really wanted to create a space where girls and really anyone in fandom who's felt marginalized has a space where they can be positive about the things that they love and that they geek about. So right now it's bfgeekgirls.wordpress.com. Hopefully we're going to be getting up a website soon. But that's kind of every week we do different posts just sort of about what we're thinking about in terms of fandom during the week. But we're also going to start doing our own podcasts, our own little creative projects. So,
okay.
So yeah, that's
fantastic.
That's it. So thank you. Thank you again.
Of course. Anything you want to plug, Heather?
Just that I got 12 more, about 12 more chapters of To Make Your Heart Race, if you want to stay tuned.
I don't want it.
It's ending.
What?
Yes. Oh. So about 12 more chapters, it'll be over.
Okay. Do you have anything lined up, like, in your brain next?
Yes, I do. I'm trying to decide whether or not to make it a Captain Swan or an actual fiction to print.
Ooh. But yeah, so it's a werewolf supernatural type
You're speaking my language.
So any similarities to any other characters is intentional, but not intentional, right?
Touché.
But if it's not Captain Swan, then I'll be having one chat here and there too afterwards. And I can always probably be tempted to write missing scenes. So
Yes.
Tempt. There you go.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys again. We don't want to take up too much of your day, so we just appreciate you guys coming on and love you.
Thank you. Love you guys too.
Thank you so much.
So we just want to thank Heather and JJ for coming on and talking with us this week. Do go ahead and give them a follow. Heather is Fergus80 and JJ is Wordsmith Storyweaver, and please read all of their stories. They're amazing. And we hope to do this again during our next fanfiction episodes. We'll be able to talk to more of our favorite authors.
Yay! Yes.
That about wraps it up for our first fanfiction episode. Thank you to everyone who submitted their favorite modern AUs.
Thank you.
We will have enough reading material for like months now, so thank you.
Yeah.
Easily.
Two weeks top.
Don't ruin our importance.
I have a life. What are you talking about?
So in case anyone was living in a hole, Once Upon a Time is back 1 week from today for season 6.
Remember, we record on Sundays, so it is a 1 week from today.
Yes. A lot of people have been asking us how we're going to do season 6 with the show, and very quickly, this is how it's basically going to work. And I'll go into more detail next week as we get into the season premiere. But we have to record on Sundays because that is the only time where most of us can get together with our schedules. Mm-hmm. And we have to do it before the episode airs. So what we're going to do is we are not going to be a recap podcast. That's not our goal. There's plenty of those out there, you know, that you guys can check out. But we want to stay focused on Captain Swan because that's what we are, Captain Swan Podcast. So each episode we will go through and sort of talk about what happened with CS in the episode and kind of do our little theories. But we want to keep it focused mostly on them and how the story is in relation to them. And then we also kind of want to spend the rest of the episode doing our fun little topics that we do every week to try to keep everyone else involved, so that we're more than just doing a recap every week. Yes. So we want to keep the content fresh and new and coming at you guys with new things, but yet still, we will still focus on what's going on with Captain Swan in the general scheme and story of Once Upon a Time.
It's also important to remember, so like every week, unfortunately, it's not going to be dominantly Captain Swan. So some weeks we'll have an episode about Captain Swan.
Exactly.
Some weeks we'll have about 30 seconds, or not even that. So
exactly.
That's important to remember.
And the way that we're going to be releasing things is we record on Sundays, and of course we will then watch the episode that night, but we will have already done our podcast. So you're technically not going to get our reactions until about a week after. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's just how it's going to work with our recording schedule. As a result, though, it gives you guys the chance to be involved with our show more. So the way it's going to work is you guys are going to watch the episode on Sunday nights. We're going to watch the episode. And then you get a whole week to send us your thoughts and theories and for us to develop our own. So that way when Sunday rolls around, we can talk about all that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to work really well. You guys are kind of just going to get delayed responses from us. But, you know, that's just the way it has to be. But I think it'll be a cool format. I think it'll work really well. And it gives you listeners a chance to be more involved with us. So.
Absolutely.
And that's what's important. Like, you know, you listeners make it worthwhile. You know, initially this is a bit of fun, but now we actually have people listening to our show, and hearing your comments every week is a joy.
It is. It still blows my mind how we've been doing this for 11 weeks now, and the responses are still just keep getting better and better.
Also, next week, we are going to do our Season 6 Christmas wish list.
Yay!
Where we are going to read off our little Santa Christmas list wish list for Adam and Eddie as to what we want in Season 6.
And even though it's going to air after the premiere is, we'll still be able to, you know, get our thoughts out even afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, so, dear Adam and Eddie, this is what I want. This is what I want for these people.
Please, just everyone be happy. Please.
Do the thing.
Do the thing. Yeah, if you guys want to make your own season 6 Christmas list, send it to us in the email.
Christmas is not far away, guys. Just a reminder.
Halloween is first, okay?
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
Is it?
Walmart said it is.
As always, follow us on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, Gmail, WordPress, YouTube. We now have a custom URL on YouTube for OUACS Podcast, so that we're super easy to find now. Thank you to all the 100 of you that subscribed to us to make that possible.
Yes!
And you can listen to us and subscribe on iTunes, Audioboom, and Pocket Cast. Thank you to Sassy Sarah over there for joining us this week.
Thank you for inviting me. I had so much fun.
Yes.
We loved you.
Oh, thank you.
It was lovely. And I love your story.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And we will see you guys next week for our season 6 Christmas wish list.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.